Hi, I'm Lauren Bright Pacheco. You may know me as the host of iHeartRadio's Murder in Oregon, but I'm here now to tell you about a brand new podcast focusing on a similarly chilling case. This time, one that unraveled across the pond in the idyllic and usually sleepy village of Tolles Hunt Darcy in Essex, England. In the early hours of August 7th, 1985, a family was brutally murdered at their farmhouse in the dead of night. Tragically, the victim spanned three generations, including two six-year-old twin boys. It was a case that shocked the nation for more reasons than one. And now it's been made into a gripping six-part true crime drama, premiering in the U.S. on HBO Max. The murders at White House Farm is a dramatized retelling of those events and the subsequent struggle to uncover the truth about that night. At first, police ruled the killing as an open-and-shut case of murder-suicide, suspecting that Sheila Cafel, diagnosed with schizophrenia, had shot her adoptive parents and two sons before turning the gun on herself. But one detective refused to accept that narrative, eventually forcing the spotlight onto a different member of the family. Join me on the show's official companion podcast, where we'll take a deep dive into the heart of this tragedy and unpack the crime further, from where each episode of the series leaves off. Not only will we examine the forensic evidence with Carol Ann Lee, author of the 2015 book, The Murders at White House Farm, which was basis for the HBO Max series, but we'll also talk with Colin Cafel, Sheila's ex-husband and father of the two murdered boys. Other guests will include series director Paul Whittington, writer Chris Mirksa, and executive producer Willow Grills, all of whom will offer their incredible insight into the events, psychology, and details of the botched investigation surrounding this horrific incident. Stream The Murders at White House Farm now on HBO Max, and subscribe and listen to The Murders at White House Farm, the podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.